The state of Alaska should reduce its use of fossil fuels, increase investment in renewable energy, and plan for a global transition away from oil and gas. Those are some of the first recommendations from Governor Bill Walker's Climate Change Task Force, which met in Fairbanks today. The 20-person team was appointed by the governor this winter to write a state climate change policy. The first draft of that policy is out, and Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk is here to help us understand what is in it. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Zach.
So, Rachel, remind us what this climate change policy is.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Governor Walker appointed this climate task force in December, and they're supposed to come up with a state climate policy and a climate change action plan for the governor by this September. So this is the first draft of that policy, and I should really stress that this is a first draft. It was described to me as the beginning of the conversation, and there will be many more meetings from here, and they say opportunities for public input.
And with that caveat, what's in it?
Well, so there's two ways of looking at it. On the one hand, you could look at this and say it is very ambitious. And on the other hand, you could say it's pretty vague. The overall vision of the document is certainly pretty ambitious. It says there's an economic and ethical imperative to pursue a transition away from fossil fuels to renewables. And I just want to pause on that because it would be kind of a big deal for that to become the official policy of an oil state like Alaska. So, you know, in terms of vision, certainly pretty ambitious. It lays out a really wide range of proposals that touch just about every aspect of life in Alaska. So reducing emissions from state government, from industry, diversifying the economy away from a reliance on oil and gas, investments in infrastructure and renewable energy, climate-friendly building codes, better climate change education in the schools, lots of stuff. On the other hand, it leaves out the details. There are not a lot of numbers, hardly any numbers. And so that's the hard part, of course. So, you know, it recommends that we reduce carbon emissions by 2030, but it doesn't say by how much. So it doesn't say how you'd pay for any of this. And obviously, that's the hard part. The task force says a lot of that will get filled in the months to come.
And it seems like there's another big elephant in the room.
Yeah. And so this really is the big one. I mean, you know, for Alaska, tackling climate change comes with this fact, which is we're an oil state. We rely on the oil industry. Burning oil contributes to climate change. So what do we do about that? And that's not really addressed in this plan. You know, I think when most people think of Alaska's climate emissions, our contribution to climate change, they're probably thinking about the oil that comes out of the ground on the North Slope. And this plan isn't addressing that. It's really focused on the emissions that we produce as Alaskans in the state, you know, from transportation and power generation, you know, from industry on the North Slope, but not the carbon emissions from oil that is produced here and burned, you know, say in California. So the draft says Alaska needs to prepare for an energy transition and rely less on oil, but it stops short of calling for limiting oil production. And in fact, Governor Bill Walker has been very clear that the state has to do both. We have to continue resource development and tackle climate change. How you do that remains the big question. And so that's not something that this plan is really tackling.
And let me just ask you as, you know, a big picture question. You cover energy and environment. Is it feasible to you to have a report on the state's kind of status with climate change that doesn't address production on the North Slope and the kind of bigger picture of oil and gas development?
I think yes and no. I think that the climate task force would say, look, we are working on what we can control as a state, which is, you know, our emissions as people that live here. And it's up to the market, it's up to the international market to say what happens with all that oil on the North Slope. It's not up to the state of Alaska, you know, how much oil comes out of the ground and whether that's valuable and whether there's a market for it. Of course, there are state policies that encourage oil production, you know, and whether the state should continue that is, you know, a big political question.
Okay. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thanks, Zach.
That's reporter Rachel Waldholtz with Alaska's Energy Desk.